John Rappaport, no more fake news. I was going to recapitulate the evidence that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, doesn't exist. But I decided to leave it out of this article. I'm just going to focus on the vaccine and what it's supposed to be doing. Let's say you're a vaccine researcher. You develop a new type of shot that deploys RNA. The RNA, when injected, has one purpose. It induces cells of the body to produce something called the spike protein. That's it. According to your theory, the body's immune system will spring into action and mount a neutralizing attack against this protein. As a result, when the real thing comes along, the virus, which contains the spike protein, the vaccinated person will be protected. His immune system will ward off the virus. Since, again, the whole and only reason you're injecting the RNA shot is to make the body produce the spike protein. Aren't you going to make sure the body is, in fact, producing that protein? Of course you are. How will you do that? In the only way you can. You'll line up 10 or 20,000 vaccinated people and test them. You'll test them to make sure you can find that spike protein in their bodies. So show me the study. Show me that vaccine researchers and vaccine makers and the FDA actually had that study done. Where is it? I'm not talking about looking at 3 patients in China or Berlin or New York. I'm talking about an extensive test to make sure the vaccine is doing the one thing it's supposed to be doing. Across the population. I don't see that study anywhere. A couple of people have told me, well, of course the vaccine causes the body to make the spike protein. That's what the RNA technology is all about. We know that. The technology is well established. So is the safety of drugs, until the drugs start killing lots of people. I want something simple. Verification. Across the population. Verification that the vaccine is doing the one thing it's supposed to be doing. And I want to know why this verification hasn't been attempted. One professor actually told me, perhaps you might be able to devise a test that would detect the spike protein directly in the body, but it might be very difficult to do that. Really? In other words, a vaccine was developed to do a thing it might be impossible to verify? And this was understood up front? A few months ago, someone sent me a study. She said the study showed the spike protein had been found in vaccinated people. I read the study. First of all, the authors were reporting on just a few people. No good. Not useful. Second, as far as I could tell, the method of finding the spike protein was suspect. It relied on detecting indirect and unreliable markers that supposedly proved, but didn't prove, that the protein was present in these few people. No good. Not useful. Where is the large correctly done study? I don't find it anywhere. Dr. Andrew Kaufman, who has dismantled and exposed the non-scientific process by which virologists claim to have discovered SARS-CoV-2, offers these important comments about the spike protein. You can buy a readily available SARS-CoV-2 spike protein antibody which can be used in a standard Western blot or ELISA to test recipients of the injections for the spike protein. This is cheap and easy to do. Why hasn't it been done? I believe the answer is clear. The scientists and bureaucrats in charge don't want to run the test. They want to avoid finding out whether the one thing the vaccine is supposed to achieve isn't being achieved. They want to avoid finding out the vaccine, on their own terms, is a total failure. This article, republished with permission, originally appeared here. Copyright John Rappaport. All rights reserved. The author of 3 explosive collections, The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix and Power Outside the Matrix, John Rappaport was a candidate for a U.S. congressional seat in the 29th District of California. Nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, he has worked as an investigative reporter for 30 years, writing articles on politics, medicine and health for CBS HealthWatch, LA Weekly, Spin Magazine, Stern, and other newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and Europe. John has delivered lectures and seminars on global politics, health, logic and creative power to audiences around the world. You can sign up for his free emails here. To read about John's mega collection, Exit from the Matrix, click here.